Hi there, let's go down to Chickasola Town. I'm your writer, actor, producer on that old Johnson Family show, and boy, are you sure invited on the Chickasola Choo Choo. It'll pull out in just a moment, but first, a moment here at the station. Well, the moment is up, and it's time to visit Papa Johnson and his purple people eaters. There's always something going on in Chickasola, but right now things have taken a sudden turn. As we listen, the lawyer Philpotts is talking over an item with the Professor Potash there at the lawyer's office.
And the reason I ask you to come by here is because I believe you to be basically honest.
Oh, don't you, basically? Now, let me tell you this, our first base, second base, our third base, and home plate honest, boy.
I know, don't let's go into any more description. I believe you to be an honest man. I always have. That's the reason I asked you to come by here. Now, I want you to tell me exactly what happened when the psychiatrist called on Johnson.
Miss Johnson commenced asking the psychiatrist questions, and first thing you know, the psychiatrist commenced answering them, and the more he answered them, the more questions Miss Johnson asked. And that's the way it was.
Johnson is not supposed to ask questions of the psychiatrist. It's the psychiatrist's job to ask Johnson questions.
Yeah, but the psychiatrist was answering the questions, and the more he answered them, the more Miss Johnson asked him. And finally, after a little while, Miss Johnson told him that he was cured, and the psychiatrist got up and went on home, about his business.
What business did Johnson have telling the psychiatrist he was cured? I sent the psychiatrist over there to cure Johnson. Johnson had no business curing the psychiatrist.
Well, I don't know. All I know is that Miss Johnson asked him some questions, and he got to answer them, and he said it was basic. And he asked him to ask him some more questions, and Miss Johnson asked him some more questions about his boyhood, and asked him about the big one that got away when he was fishing. Did he like the old swimming pole, where to swim, and all, and they kept on that way. And finally, the psychiatrist said that he knowed what was basically wrong with him now, he say, like that. And he said if it hadn't been for the fact that something was basic wrong with him, that he never would have been a psychiatrist in the first place, that he hated the work and loathed it and all that. And he thanked Miss Johnson for being such a smart man and getting him well. And all that talk about the swimming hole and all that brought back good memories. And he found out what was wrong with him. That trouble with him, he said, was that he always wanted to be the rotten egg.
Always wanted to be what?
When he was young, you know, when he was just coming along, he always wanted to be the rotten egg, you know.
The rotten egg? I don't know, Professor. I hope you'll try to explain that.
Well, Miss Johnson could explain it a whole lot much more than I could. The psychiatrist told Mr. Johnson that he done put the finger on the key to his inner cerebrum, the cerebellum. Well, I didn't know that the Bellums had but one daughter. I thought that was Ruth. I didn't know Sarah. But anyway, they say that he said Miss Johnson got to his cerebellum.
That is the inside of Johnson's head, I guess.
Oh. Didn't have nothing to do with the Bellum sisters?
No, nothing to do with the Sarah Bellum there's only one Bellum girl, that's Ruth Bellum. There is no Sarah. Professor, the man was talking about Johnson's inner sanctum, that part of his inner brain known as the subconscious. Has nothing to do with any of the Bellum sisters.
Oh. Well, anyway, he told Miss Johnson he done got to it, whatever that was, that once he done got to it, he said that Miss Johnson done cured him. And Miss Johnson said that he glad that he done cured him. And he hoped that he would understand now that rotten eggs is rotten eggs, and that's all there was to it.
What has a rotten egg got to do with it?
Well, the only thing I know is that this little purple people eater that Miss Johnson see every night on the windowsill, well, ain't no bigger than your thumb. He told him the questions to ask the psychiatrist.
Professor, do you actually believe that Johnson talks with a little man no bigger than your thumb?
Oh, don't. We both do. I mean, He got one and I got one.
I think I'll go over and have a talk with Johnson personally. If you'll excuse me, Professor.
I'll do better than that, boy. I'll go with you. Come on, let's go.
Well, it didn't take the lawyer Philpotts or the professor very long to get to Papa Johnson's house. Papa was counting a roll of bills he had won on the horses. 18, 20, 22, 24, 26, 28, 30. 32, 34, 36, 38, 40. Oh, hi, lawyer. Come on in. Come on in, Professor.
Thank you, sir.
What are you doing?
49, 50. There we are.
Johnson, all of those are $2 bills except one. Except two.
Yeah. I wins on the horses. When I bet the horses, Dad, the one requirement is that the bookies pays me off in $2 bills.
Why?
I don't know why.
Do you require them to do it?
Yeah.
Don't you know why you require them to do it?
Oh, yeah, I know why I require them to do it, but I don't know why I does require them to do it.
What was that again, Johnson?
I say I knows why I requires them to do it, but I don't know why I does requires them to do it.
Well, that's pretty clear.
What I mean is this, lawyer. You see, my purple people eater that I meet every night just before I go to bed on the windowsill, he told me that it would be good luck and in my interest to have him pay me off in $2 bills. But he didn't say why. So that's the reason why I asked him to do it, you see. To pay me off in $2 bills. But why I does it, I don't know. Except that he asked me to do it. The purple people eater, you see. I really don't know nothing about how come.
No, of course not. You see this purple people eater every night.
That's right.
Did he tell you what questions to ask the psychiatrist who came to question you?
Oh, yeah. Right, Professor.
Oh, right. Yes, sir.
Do you mean to tell me, Johnson, that you have a little elf or some sort of little idiot of some kind that no bigger than your thumb that gives you all this dope on horses and whatnot?
Yeah.
Did you win today?
I wins every day. I would bet a whole lot more, but I'm afraid I liable, you know, somebody liable get wise to me and something.
You actually know what horse is going to win?
No, the only time I know what horse is going to win when the purple people eater tell me.
But when he tells you, you know.
Yeah, boy, I sure do then. I ain't missed once, is a professor?
Oh, no, sir.
Johnson, do you realize that a psychiatrist was sent to you to examine you and that you've turned the tables and instead of the psychiatrist curing you, you have cured the psychiatrist?
Yeah.
What is this about rotten eggs?
Well, that was the whole matter with his whole structure, you see, his whole character. Years ago, when all of them went in swimming, all the kids used to say the last one in a rotten egg, and he was always the last one in. And as the years went by, he got to think that he was a rotten egg, you know, and I just straightened him out and told him that he really wasn't no rotten egg after all.
How did you do it?
The purple people eater told me how.
That's the most amazing thing I've ever heard of in my life. A client curing a psychiatrist. Well, don't sit there looking at me like that, Johnson.
Oh, you are the one looking at me, lawyer. I ain't looking at you. You looking at me like that, boy. I don't look at nobody like that. You are the one that's doing the looking.
And what happens after that makes up the fun on the Johnson family. At the same time tomorrow.
Can I sing Wagon Wheel?
Not now. It's too late, Mama Johnson. I'll be back in a moment. First, a moment here. This is Jimmy Scribner thanking you for today, hoping you'll join us at the same time on Monday. Until then, goodbye, everybody!